Iambic Audiobooks presents the third book of the Chronicles of Valonia, The Battle of the Underworld, by Katie Patterson. Read by Karen Savage. Chapter 1. Two Knights Too Many. Gareth rushed up the long path to Warwick Castle, aware that he was late, and that he only just about had time to change before his tournament. He entered through the gateway and pushed his way past the queue of tourists waiting to buy tickets to view the medieval castle. He arrived at the locker room by the stables out of breath to find that his friend Mark was already there, half dressed in his costume. "You're cutting it a bit fine, aren't you? Late night last night?" Mark inquired.
"Yeah, just a bit," Gareth answered. "Oh no, I'd forgotten it's my turn for the heavy armor this week. That's all I need."
"Well, I had it last week," his friend answered, "and it nearly killed me. Every time you aimed at me, it was as much as I could do to stop myself from toppling off the horse.
I really don't know why they have to give us that suit. It weighs a ton. They must have a lighter one somewhere we could use."
Mark was referring to the mock jousting tournament they had acted out the week before for the castle visitors. This had been Gareth's weekend job since he had started at Warwick University, and apart from the alternation of the suits of armor, one he enjoyed enormously. Once he and his sister Rachel had finished their A-levels at their old school, they had both decided to go to university. Rachel had chosen one close to Chesterton, so that she could still live with Bronwyn and Mr. Moore, and Gareth had enrolled at Warwick, finding for the first time that he was living away from home and parted from his family and twin sister. The part-time jousting job at the castle was an opportunity just too good to refuse. It reminded him of the knights and their visits to Tintagel, even though the armor at Warwick—